The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Welcome to another joint episode of the North Pole and Santa Trackers podcast. I'm Alf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. It has been a quiet winter at the North Pole with little news to report, but it appears that is soon to change. Joining me from his home while on vacation is International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, I just learned that you're still on vacation, so thank you for going above and beyond to join us.
Well, I'm just winding up vacation, Frank. I'll be back at work in a day or two, so when I heard you wanted to talk, well, I just couldn't pass up the chance.
Thanks, and that's nice of you to say. Where did vacation take you to this year?
I just got back from a tiny place called Buckknife, Frank. I was there to attend the annual games of the International Whittling Competition.
Whittling? I didn't realize that was something you did, Crash. You're an elf of constant surprises. Tell me about something that you've whittled.
Actually, Frank, it's new work for me, something I've always wanted to do. I haven't actually whittled anything yet, so I have a long way to go, but I took some classes from the masters there in Buckknife and bought some tools and got a few books and brought home all kinds of samples of different kinds of woods, and I'm going to give it a go.
Buckknife, eh? Masters, huh? Sharp guys?
Oh, the best. Real cut-ups, too.
I can tell you've got me on the edge already here, Crash, so I'll just cut my losses.
Okay, Frank, and just for that little bit of cleverness, I'll designate you my first victim. The first thing I actually whittle, I'm going to give you for Christmas.
Well, that sounds exciting, Crash. What are you going to make me, a soap dish?
Is that what you want? I mean, I'll give anything a shot, Frank, but honestly, I was thinking more along the lines of a piano or something like that.
A piano? Wow, that's something ambitious there, Crash. I don't even know how to play the piano.
Well, that's okay. I don't really know how to make one, so if you don't know what one looks like, then I can hardly go wrong here, can I?
Crash, did it ever occur to you to check with the elves in Santa's workshop or with Santa himself? These elves are some of the best craftsmen in the world, and I'd bet you would find more than one elf over there who knows a thing or two about whittling.
Well, that's on my list, Frank. As soon as those guys get back from vacation, I'm on it. I can't believe how deserted the North Pole is right now, Frank. There's nobody here.
Well, that's on our list of things to talk about, actually, Crash. Elf Ernest released that bit of news on Santa Update, and there's been little explanation since. Now, you and I both know that elves going on vacation in advance of Leon Day isn't anything new, but I agree with you. I don't think we've ever seen so many elves gone at the same time as what we see right now. Why do you think that is?
I think Santa's announcement that they all had an assignment to fulfill has a lot to do with it. I know some elves who weren't going anywhere for vacation all of a sudden had a change of plans. Some were just banking that vacation time and didn't plan on going anywhere, and then Santa said go out there and find people to talk to, and they very quickly put plans together.
Well, I have questions about that, Crash. I heard that announcement and started to think about it for myself, and then I got an email from Santa that said, "Not you, Frank." I'm confused by it all, actually.
I got the same email, Frank. The whole admin staff did, and I think we need to ask Santa why we're not included. In your case, as well as others in the news department, I think it makes a little sense, at least, because you interview people all the time about the stuff of believing in Santa and tracking Santa and stuff like that. But for an elf working, say, a mop in the kitchen, well, I don't think they ever get that kind of chance, so maybe Santa doesn't want to upset the balance of things here.
Well, I hadn't thought about that, but I thought maybe that means Santa has another kind of assignment for me when I go on vacation.
Are you actually going to go on vacation, Frank? That's a pretty rare thing in your world.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe next spring I'll take a trip home or something.
So no plans for this year?
Well, what's the rush?
All work and no play makes Frank a dull boy.
I'm a dull boy no matter what I do, Crash. So do you think Santa has a special mission for us or not, you know, to grow our elf skills?
I can't speak for Santa on this stuff, Frank, but it wouldn't surprise me, even if my vacation's now over. Of course, I get around the world a lot, so maybe Santa doesn't need me to be on vacation to get me out there more and talking to people.
That's a good point, Crash. I have no idea where Buckknife has been, but have you been traveling much so far this year?
Oh, every week. In fact, I was joking with Santa that for vacation I was just going to visit my own house because I've been all over the place these last few months.
Why? What's kept you hopping?
Well, I've been scouting some regional tracking center location possibilities. That's a part of our responsibilities in the tracking department, and I've been out looking at different places.
The regional tracking centers usually get announced during Christmas in July. Is that the plan again this year?
That's the plan, yes, but we gotta get these lists down. We started with about 800 possibilities in each sector this year, Frank, and since that first list came out in January, we've had to whittle it down a lot.
Where does it stand right now?
It's down to about 25 per sector, and that's where the real work of this comes in, because we have to send people out there to actually go to these places and gather information and look at buildings and talk to people like utility companies and food sources and farmers and air traffic controllers and all that kind of fun stuff. It's kind of exhausting work.
I hear stories that scouts like you who get sent to these places live quite high while you're there scouting these places out. Is that true?
Well, we sometimes get spoiled by government officials or other people who really want that contract, Frank. We get invited to resorts and get showered with meals and stuff just from nice people who really want to see the North Pole put a regional tracking center in their country.
I don't get it. I mean, what's in it for them?
We keep our actual location in any given place, you know, strictly top secret, Frank, because it creates a tourist attraction almost immediately. People show up at the door and demand to see an elf or a flying sleigh or whatever, so we never give precise information about where these centers actually go, but even the city we go to always gets a bump economically because they become famous. For example, last Christmas we were in St. Nicholas, Minnesota, and Sector 5, and we never told anyone where we were specifically, but I have it on good authority that when we opened up there last year, the tourist business in St. Nicholas took off like a rocket. People came to take snow samples and put it into little bottles and then sold them on eBay.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not. Even after Christmas, someone packaged up a bunch of black licorice and are calling it reindeer poop from when Santa was in St. Nicholas.
That's awful.
Well, not really. I tried some of it, and it's good licorice, Frank.
No, I mean, it's awful that people have to commercialize something like that. The regional tracking centers, well, they serve a pretty serious purpose.
Oh, I think people just like to be connected to that. It's a novelty. I know for the good people of St. Nicholas, it gave them kind of a shot in the arm. For a long time, people there were feeling down about their little town. A major employer had closed up shop there, and people said the town was dying. And when we opened up a regional tracking center there, the town launched the Santa Claus is Coming to Town campaign, and they sold Christmas trees and hot cocoa, and they had a parade with the marching band playing Christmas music, and it made people in St. Nicholas feel better about their town, and it is really a great place. A lot of good came from putting our regional tracking center there.
So would the North Pole go back there?
Well, never say never, Frank, but as a general rule, we'd like to pick out a new location within each sector every year. There's a billion reasons for that I won't go into, but for the people of St. Nicholas, Well, I think it's safe to say for now it needs to remain a fond memory. We're going to be going somewhere else this year.
So where have you scouted?
Well, I can't disclose details, Frank, but I'll tell you I've spent some time in Chile in Sector 4 and in a place in the Yukon in Sector 5 that was really pretty, and in a place in Mongolia in Sector 2 that was so nice. You know, they gave me a goat.
A goat?
Yeah, a real live goat. To them, it was kind of like a key to the village kind of thing, a real high honor. I came home with this goat on my sleigh, and Santa's like, Crash, what are you doing?
I'll bet. What did you tell Santa?
I asked him what I was supposed to do about it. They had all the people in the village there, including this chief or something, who handed me this goat and said, on behalf of all the people, we give you the best of our goats. His name is Dan.
Dan the goat.
I kid you not.
Is that a pun?
No. Dan the goat is the real deal. He's over at the reindeer barn these days, and they're trying to give him something to do other than to eat grass, Frank.
Are they going to keep him?
Well, I can't take him back to Mongolia.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to upset those people, Frank. He was a gift. We can't turn that down. Santa always says one of the things we have to learn is to receive as well as to give. When I told Santa I didn't want to upset those good people, Santa understood right away, and he said we'd find a way to make Dan the goat into an elf.
You know, Crash, Santa has a little history with goats.
Oh, I know it, Frank. We talked about it before, how when the legend of Santa was first making the rounds, that he didn't have flying reindeer, but that he had flying goats, the first ones being named Thunder and Nasher.
That's right. Is there any chance that Dan the goat could be put to use on Santa's sleigh?
Oh, I don't think Dan is a flying goat, Frank.
Oh, really?
Well, besides, can you imagine it? Santa calling his team by name on Dasher, on Rudolph, on Dan? Yeah, it just doesn't work, Frank.
So what do we do with Dan, Crash?
I don't know. Santa's going to talk to him.
Santa talks goat?
Well, of course he does, Frank. Why, does that come as a surprise to you?
Not in the least, actually. Before we wrap up, Crash, talk to me about what's ahead for this year.
Well, the news, as you said, has been slim so far this year, but that's going to change soon. First of all, we're a little more than a month away from Leon Day, which is the halfway point to Christmas, coming up next month on June 24th and 25th, and that date always kicks off Christmas in July. It's my understanding that all elves have to be back by that time, so we're going to have a full house come July, and there's going to be a lot going on.
Like what?
I don't want to spoil any announcements, but as you've already pointed out, there is an announcement of each regional tracking center, the final locations, and then we'll be talking about recruiting new elves for Santa this year, for sure.
So we will be talking about recruiting elves for SantaTrackers.net?
Well, kinda. We'll just be talking new elves, period, Frank. Whether they end up on SantaTrackers.net is something we're still talking over. Recruiting is going to change more for a little bit, and it'll be as big as ever, but it's going to be a lot harder to get into that elf community over there, Frank.
Okay, sounds like some decisions have been made then.
Well, we're working the details out still.
Okay, what about the rest of Operation Merry Christmas? Is it going okay?
Well, that's hard to say, if only because I haven't been around much, and frankly, it's still pretty early in the year. I haven't heard word of any problems, but I'm sure you and Elf Ernest and Elf Harold and all the other news elves will be sniffing out that information as we start broadcasting news more next month.
Well, you're part of the news department too, Crash, so let me put you on notice right now that we're on the prowl for information about the reindeer and Santa's workshop and the North Pole Post Office and North Pole Flight Command and Santa's sleigh. Oh, Santa's sleigh. That brings up a question right away.
I can't talk about that, Frank.
Wait, I was just going to ask if it's still on track for test flights of Santa's new sleigh the first week of June like usual. You can't talk about that?
Next question, Frank.
Wait a minute. What's up with this?
What part of I can't talk about it do you not get, Frank?
Since when do we not talk about Santa's sleigh, Crash?
since right now, and I'm not the only elf who won't tell you anything, Frank.
Well, this is weird. Santa's got a new sleigh, right?
I can't tell you that.
Well, if he doesn't have a new sleigh, then he's going to use last year's record-setting sleigh, right?
My lips are sealed on that, Frank.
Crash, what's up with Santa's sleigh?
Nice weather we're having, Frank.
Okay, Crash. Thanks for giving us the story to chase right out the gate here, and thanks for being here on the Santa Tracker and North Pole podcast, even if you're being a bit squirrely about it. Folks, that wraps up this episode. We hope you join us right here at SantaUpdate.com and at SantaTrackers.net for all the upcoming news and information of Santa Claus for the 2025 Christmas season. For the North Pole podcast, I'm Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.